This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we are happy to have Rich Williams here. He is from Healthy Planet of Brevard. They are a nonprofit group in our community, and they're putting on a big event. But let's start out, Rich, by talking a little bit about Healthy Planet of Brevard and what you do.
Healthy Planet of Brevard has been around for about 20 years in various forms. And for many, many years, the group would organize outreach events, perform charitable functions and so on to encourage people to adopt or to look at the plant-based lifestyle. But about 5 years ago, we went through the process of moving the group to be a formal 501c3. And we did that for one major reason, which was that unless you're a 501c3, it's quite hard to attract or to acquire grant funding. So we managed to do that with the IRS about 5 years ago. And shortly thereafter, we were fortunate enough to acquire a grant from a charitable donation. And that enabled us really to think hard about putting on a local veg fest. Veg fest had been something we'd wanted to do. If you go to Orlando, they have a big one every year. It attracts, I think, currently about 20,000 people. They have them in Jacksonville, Tampa, and so on. But we thought there was room for one on the Space Coast. So in 2015, we organized our very first Veg Fest. We optimistically hoped that 1,000 people would show up to the venue. We held it in Riverfront Park in Cocoa, which is a beautiful location. It's right by the river. It's near Cocoa Village. So it's a nice place to come anyway. So as I say, we were hoping that about 1,000 people would show up. To our delight, about 4,000 people came. And then last year, we repeated the process. In 2016, we had the event again. And about 6,000 people showed up. So this year, it's on November the 19th, Sunday, from 11 till 5 in Cocoa Village Riverfront Park. We're hoping for about 7,000 or 8,000 people. We've got around 60 vendors, plenty of food, which is really, really important for a veg fest. So lots of great vegan things to eat. We've got some competitions. We've got a lot of interesting speakers as well.
It's pretty much an outreach to not only share ideas and menus and recipes, but also to spread the word about the lifestyle and the impact on the planet.
Yeah, that's right. Healthy Planet of Brevard, the plant-based lifestyle, the vegan movement, whatever you want to call it. There are three primary pillars to why we do what we do. First is health. And there's a lot of scientific and clinical evidence which suggests, or in fact makes very clear, that adopting a plant-based diet is good for you. One of America's largest HMOs, Kaiser Permanente, recommends to its doctors that they advise their clients to adopt a plant-based diet if possible. So health and wellness is huge for the vegan community. The other two pillars are, one is obvious, it's kindness to animals. I mean, clearly, we don't slaughter animals, they're probably going to be more pleased about it. So kindness to animals is huge for the vegan community. And the third pillar of the movement, I suppose, is care for the environment. It's clear that animal agriculture, factory farming and so on, have a very negative impact on the environment. So we believe that by encouraging people to adopt a plant-based diet, we can have a beneficial effect on the environment as well.
Once again, this is Veg Fest. It happens at Riverfront Park on the 19th. It is free and open to the public.
Absolutely.
And if people wanted to get more information, you do have a website where they could find out about the event.
A website and a Facebook page. The website is spacecoastvegfest.org. And if you just put in Space Coast Veg Fest to Facebook, you'll find us there as well. And please, you're most welcome to comment, to give us suggestions, ideas. We don't have a monopoly on the right way to do things, so we're always pleased to hear from people who have new ideas, people who want to help.
All right, Rich, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.